Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, Rosh Yeshiva DRS, and the only person on our list of guests who does not have a title next to his name. I'm assuming that's because he is somebody who participates every year in NCSY Kollel. And knowing him, he probably doesn't have an official title. He's just there to inspire, to teach, and to frankly enjoy the incredible experience. Rabbi Kamenetsky, a delight to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Always a really special delight to be here with you, Nachum.
I think we've spoken to you in the Beis Medrash in Beit Meir, haven't we?
On more than one occasion, I believe. On more than one occasion.
You know, it's now August. Well, I guess if we're broadcasting for a Monday show, I guess we'd say it's August 2nd, 3rd? 3rd, right? August 3rd. Typically August 3rd, you would be in that Beis Medrash. You would be having an amazing time because you get to not only study Torah as often as you want during the day, but you get an opportunity to really influence a young, phenomenal bunch of kids. One that, by the way, causes not only a sellout, but a waiting list at NCSY Kollel every summer. That's how popular the program has begun. How different is this summer, knowing what you would be doing in the first week in August in a typical summer?
It's the first summer in 25 summers that I have been not been in Eretz Yisrael for the summer, for Tisha B'Av, for Shabbos Chazon, for Shabbos Nachamu. It was quite a different experience. At the same time, you know, Nachum, I know about you. You're such a positive person, always upbeat, always looking to the future. And, you know, we tried very hard not to dwell in the negative of not being able to be there, but saying, hey, this is where we're supposed to be. Well, then let's try to figure out a way to make something positive out of it. And we actually had some NCSY Kollel style Kinos. We had a program here in the Five Towns. It was very meaningful. It wasn't the same thing as being in Israel. But if this is the plan of the Master of the Universe, then we got to roll with it. Let's just say we felt the gullus a little bit more strongly.
And some might think the kids wouldn't feel that difference, but even they feel it. They know the difference of spending Tisha B'Av here or in Israel. Even for those who have only been there occasionally and haven't had that full Kollel experience yet. Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky is with us. And this is not really your job to answer this question. There are people who are really in official positions that will likely have to answer them. But from your vantage point, can this return to the way it was? Can the prominent Rosh Yeshiva who visit, can the people like yourself and others who are teaching and learning with the boys, and can the record number of students that were used to coming to NCSY Kollel, can all that come back a year from now?
Well, we certainly hope so. We are working hard already now to prepare for next summer. We're actually preparing for even a much greater amount of attendees, of participants, of NCSYers to be attending Kollel next summer. We're figuring that everyone who was in 10th grade, usually 10th grade is the big year. We're assuming it's going to be 10th grade and 11th grade.
At the minimum, there may be others that want to be part of it.
Exactly. So we're certainly hopeful. It's certainly encouraging that the recent news out of Israel with the kids going for the year in Israel is looking up.
Right.
I know that there's actually some planes taking off. I believe tonight are the first flights that of kids going back. Right. So that's encouraging. And
that's only being done because the government trusts those who are going to be taking care of those kids the whole school
exactly.
year.
Exactly. And I'll say something about the OU. I mean, Nachum, you know the way we do business, the way we run our programs. We would do it only with the absolute primary safety of everyone and health as much as possible. So we're certainly hopeful that it will happen. We're confident that we can put back together the Kollel, and maybe it could even be even better than before, you know, after having a little hiatus.
As everyone's longing for it, they may appreciate it even more, like many of us who get back to our synagogues and certainly behave differently now in Shul, I'm proud to say. The remarkable thing about one of the remarkable things about NCSY Kollel is that you walk into that Beis Medrash and you feel a certain atmosphere where it's hard for you to believe that these were regular American high school kids a month ago, right? Because, you know, they have American high school kids, even those who want to go to Colel, you know, still behave in a certain way, certainly usually not in a manner that dictates that they want to sit in that base mattress as often as possible. And then you get there, and I know there's basketball, I know there's activities, I know there's trips, but they have that love of running to the base mattress, which is not going to be found here, frankly. You'd agree with that?
Absolutely. It's been quite, and I would venture to say, again, I think it's definitely a loss for the Jewish community that hundreds of youngsters were not able to go there. There's no two ways about that. There's no sweetening.
They are changed and their families are changed when they go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no question.
Again, at the same time, a lot of organizations have stepped up. People are trying to run programs.
Right.
People are making do with what they can, but it's a loss. There's no way, no other way to say it.
How are your high school seniors doing? Everybody in your high school, like every high school, had a challenging March through June. Yeshiva League had a challenging March through June. There are probably some kids who still want to play those basketball and hockey championships, I'm sure. We know how important it is for large schools like yours, the sports programs. Did they graduate and you said to yourself, okay, everybody made the best of it. Thank God they're leaving with a positive attitude. How did it end for the 12th graders?
That's a great question. I really was blown away by the resiliency of the students and the families. I feel like they rose to the occasion. I feel like they understood it. They get it. The entire world is dealing with this. This is not a DRS problem. This is not a local issue. This is above everybody. And I think that trying times usually bring out the best in people. And I certainly saw it with our seniors. I saw it with our staff. I saw it with our families. I feel like the Jewish community in general is a very resilient one, is a very positive, upbeat, always looking forward, always looking to see what the next challenge is going to be and to try to make the best. So,
will all your seniors be going to Israel, or some families are a bit hesitant to make that move?
There will be some families that are more hesitant, but the overwhelming majority, at least at this point, do say that they will be attending.
That must be a tremendous saving grace for you through this whole episode, that thank God it hasn't really affected their next year. I know it's not going to be the same, and certainly the first few months won't be the same, but still, you must be thrilled that at least that step's taking place.
Absolutely, and we've tried to facilitate whatever we can do to help every kid make sure that they can get there despite whatever challenges there might be. Our whole staff has been trying to facilitate. I may actually, even after this wedding, I'm on my way to a wedding now, I may try, if I can, to stop by the airport even tonight
actually leaving tonight?
I believe so. I'm not, maybe at Newark. I have to figure it out. If it's at Newark, I won't be there. But but we usually try to go and be supportive. I think this year it's even more important.
And I would
say
have
goodbye.
To assume, and you're now the head of DRS for how many years?
This will be my 24th year this coming
Should
year.
I assume that in almost, if not all of those 24 years, you've gone at least for a week to Israel to see how everyone's doing?
Absolutely.
Every single year.
So we
hope that when January or whatever month it is rolls around, I don't know if you do it Thanksgiving time or what, that you'll be able to actually see them in action over there.
Yeah, and it's actually very important for all the yeshiva to visit, to maintain connection with their alumni, to continue to be involved. I always tell the kids, to whatever degree we can be value added in your life going forward, we'd like to stay connected to you. We'd like to help support your continued development after you leave the walls of our yeshiva. And most of the yeshivas that I know, they all send rebbes and staff and admin to keep the connection going. But it'll definitely be perhaps even more valuable going forward, you know, for them to know that their rebbes and their teachers from the United States really, really still care about them and want to help support them.
We're talking about NCSY summer. That's obviously our focus. It is Yom NCSY and the Yom NCSY show for us. You probably have students that have had a relatively boring summer because of what their plans might have been. And you probably have other students who you've watched make the most of different opportunities, whether it be employment, whether it be a program, whether it be just something local that they're doing that is enhancing their lives. So you have really a mixed bag. And those students who are heading to Israel, some of them will be coming off of decent summer, so to speak, or an active one, and others are really anxious to just get going with something.
It was really incredible. Actually, one boy stopped by my house Erev Shabbos at like 5 o'clock. He had been working in a day camp. The last day of the day camp was Friday. He just got the Yishur from the Israeli government Friday morning to say that now he could board the plane Sunday night to go to Israel. This is like a whole different world for the kids, that in 2 days he had to say goodbye to everybody, deal with it, put his camp to bed, finish the camp and then go right away. So it's definitely been a different kind of situation. But like I said, I've been amazed at the resilience of the kids. And I think that I find, I'll give you just an example of this, Nachum. My great friend, Rabbi Eli Storch, my associate principal, he always says that he thanks Saddam Hussein for helping him become the rabbi that he is, because he feels he never would have gotten into learning in 1990 in BMT had it not been for the Scud missile. So I feel like this opportunity might actually end up being even a more special and profound and deep life-altering and inspiring situation.
And after this conversation ends, I'll tell you another name that you'll remember who, because of Saddam Hussein, his life completely changed. Do you think you'll have regular attendance after Labor Day in school? Do you think that things will start the way most people in our community, I think, want to see them start?
So I would say 90%, 95%. The answer is we're absolutely planning on starting school, legally in a safe and healthy manner. We've done a number of things in our yeshiva to make sure, that distancing and barriers and masks and all that stuff will be done. And I think the kids are itching to be back in school.
Yeah.
There will be some kids. Maybe there's an ill parent at home. And we're totally fine with that. And all the schools are saying, listen, if you want to wait on Zoom, hopefully there'll be there'll be medicine, or there'll be something, there'll be a
vaccine.
Thank you. There'll be a vaccine. So there will be some people, but I we're going to try to make it as normal and as positive and, as with as many activities as we can. We're going to have to be creative. And, we will be doing certain things on Zoom. We learned from this whole situation that, this some stuff can be done on Zoom and other stuff was need in person.
One of the principals said to me that hundreds of the kids will be back, and that about 10 kids who legitimately, and again, that's the wrong word, because anyone who doesn't want to be part of it, we would say they have a legitimate claim, like you just described. But to make my point, who legitimately are ill, or they themselves as students have certain conditions that have to be addressed, and the school's going to do everything in their part to make it as inclusive an experience to those 10, 12 students as possible, while the hundreds do what all of us believe is get back into a real school environment as soon as possible. So principals like yourself are working hard to make that happen. We'll give out the address we always give out, summer.ncsy.org. Now we recommend that people go to the 2021 drop-down menu and apply for Kollel. I don't know how many spots will still be left, because it seems every program, including the one you're most used to, is selling out already like crazy for next year. But who knows? Maybe there'll be a massive expansion, Rabbi Kamenetsky. We hope there will be.
If there are any donors listening on the air,
yes,
we'll certainly be happy to...
Trust us that it's a great program to support, a really great program to support, and to name a campus after somebody. Trust us. Mazel tov on the upcoming wedding. Best to everybody in your family. And, of course, to the Millers and the Kamenetskys. And thank you so much for joining us here today.
Nachum, it is always a great pleasure spending time with you. And I wish you continued tremendous hatzlacha in your avodas hakodesh, in unifying the Jewish community and helping bring Jewish music and Jewish inspiration and Jewish personalities to all of Klal Yisrael. You and I and Acham should be zocha to do the NSN program at the Kotel, Bez Hashem,
amen.
In Pair of Yameinu.
Amen to that. Or at the minimum in Beit Meir. Thanks so much to Rabbi Kamenetsky, and more coming up. Keep it here for a Monday morning Yom NCSY edition of JM in the AM.